Accountants have their own 100 years war in progress. It makes the Napoleonic Wars, much in the news recently with the 200th anniversary of the Battle of Waterloo, look like a shortish skirmish. For accountants, the war is one of complexity, and it tears them apart. The point of much of what accountants do is to provide understandable and reliable financial information to the users of that information. Easy, really. But sadly, simplicity is not often an accountant's middle name. They get wrapped up in their work. One figure in a set of accounts might be cheered by a member of the public, but to an accountant, it simply sets off a chain of what-ifs. Everything which the public wants to be precise is, in the accountant's mind, imprecise, and the result is complexity. I don't advise this, but listen in to a couple of deeply technical accountants discussing what can or can't be done under the hedge accounting rules surrounding financial instruments. Within seconds you'll come to but one conclusion. You are eavesdropping on the conversation of aliens from the planet Mars. No one but a similarly trained acolyte will have a clue what they are talking about. This is where complexity has led us. Hundreds of years ago in England, no ordinary person understood what priests or legislators said. They all spoke Latin and French, and the ordinary people did not. This is where we are with accountants. And no one heeds the old saying of, "I would have written it shorter, but I didn't have the time." Business is more complex. The accounting which explains it is even more complex. Documents lengthen, and understanding evaporates. A few years back, when Douglas Flint was finance director at HSBC, he used to point out to analyst meetings that the annual report was, then at 400 pages long, considered too heavy for postmen to deliver. Analysts responded by asking for the mortality rate of dogs jumping up at the letterbox and barking at what the postman was delivering. One analyst took to starting his presentation with a slide showing a happy anticipatory dog with a smile on its face and its tongue hanging out. The next slide said simply, "Save this dog." To be fair, the accountancy profession has worked quite hard to ease the complexity and boost the understanding. The Cadbury report in the UK over 20 years ago, with its principle of comply or explain, shoved the disclosure regime firmly in the direction of shorter principle-based statements. The more recent imposition on directors of UK companies that what they put in the annual report has to be fair, balanced and understandable has concentrated minds. The growing popularity of a system of integrated reporting is making outputs more understandable as well. But the accountancy profession still sees simplicity as its holy grail. Back in 1977, a young David Tweedy, off the back of research he did that showed that neither private nor institutional shareholders understood published accounts, said, "The remedy lies in the hands of the members of the accountancy profession." 30 years later, as chairman of the International Accounting Standards Board, he could often be heard saying of one of the standards that it was like a haggis. If you knew what was in it, you wouldn't touch it. And this is one of the points about a holy grail. No sane person expects to find it. For King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table, it was an ideal. And so it should be for accountants. They should strive to rid themselves of complexity with all their might. But the idea that one day Auntie Guinevere, a light bulb illuminated above her head, will put down a set of accounts and tell her nephew, the brilliant technical accountant, that she understands it all completely, is still a long way off. Possibly another 100 years.